I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's face it, guys. We've watched a lot of baseball. We know all the strengths. We know all the weaknesses of both of these teams. We know the divisions. We know the leagues, the competition. We know all this stuff, and what you should know, and, you know, listen, I think many of you do. If you don't know this, I think you should take my advice that right now the Yankees cannot and will not win the World Series, and right now the Mets cannot and will not win the World Series. So it's go time. It's time to get off the tarmac and, you know, fire up the jet and go out and get some pieces. And I don't mean, again, a fifth outfielder or a guy who might pitch a long relief when you're up 9-2 or down 10-1. I mean legitimate arms and legitimate bats and, like, big stuff. Both teams need it. I know both GMs are going after it. But what makes this so unique and so interesting and really so defining, at least defining early in the David Stearns evaluation, because Cashman's been here forever, and he's made some great moves at the deadline. Last year was one of them with Jazz. So I think the Stearns evaluation is just like, all right, we know you're a good GM. We know that you're shrewd and smart and savvy and, you know, work without a great bankroll in Milwaukee. But now it's big boy time. So put the pants on and go out there and don't hug prospects and don't worry about spending more Cohen's money. Go out there and make the Mets a World Series team, which right now they're nowhere near. And same for the Yankees. I think the Yanks are a little closer. I don't say that with great confidence. I mean, it depends when you watch them. But that's what has to happen. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the phone. We'll get back to these calls. Obviously, a lot of you want to chime in on the Little League situation, the ejection, and also the David Wright stuff. But Hoff, before we get back to the calls, you tell me right before I came back on air that you saw a Jeff Passan article outlining trade targets for the Mets. What'd you come across?
And Yankees as
Mets
well.
Oh, Mets and Yankees.
So, let's hit it. Yeah, so it's been leaking and everyone's been posting it. So, you want to hear Yankee targets or Mets targets first?
You know what? Since you're reading it, let me hear the Mets first.
So these are the names that that Jeff Passan has named the Mets suitors for the following.
Okay.
All right. Stephen Kwan.
Yep. Very good. I love him. He'd be great for them.
Emmanuel Classe.
Yeah. So they're looking to talk with the Guardians. Yep.
Cade Smith.
Okay.
Griffin Jack. So the Twins.
It's Twins. Okay. Yep.
Edward Cabrera. That's of the Miami Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
Taj Bradley, pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays.
I'm just writing all these down. Yep, the Rays, yep.
David Bednar, closer for the Pirates.
Uh-huh.
Cedric Mullins, center fielder for the Orioles.
Yeah, me and Sal talked about him a lot. He would be okay. I think you need a little more, but yep.
I got to be honest with you. I was looking through the names for outfielders or specific center fielders.
Yeah.
There's not many.
No, well, that's why. Now, Kwan's more left field, right? But Kwan's good.
I would take Kwan, but then what are you going to do? Move Nimmo back to center field?
Wouldn't do that, no.
Yeah. So, Luis Robert Jr.
Yeah.
He's still batting. He's batting 196.
I mean, come on. Yeah,
what are we doing here?
Mullins and Robert are the names we've really said for a while. Kwan's a new one. That's exciting. Okay.
Ryan Helsley.
Jeez, how many names are there?
About 10. Okay. Reed Detmers and Luis Severino. Those are the 10-ish names for the Mets.
Little Sevy reunion. Me and Sal also brought that up. I think we'd both be okay with that. What do you got for the Yanks?
All right. It's kind of, some of the names are similar, but Eugenio Suarez from the Diamondbacks.
Sure. Merrill Kelly, I would imagine, for the Diamondbacks.
I don't see his name on this list, but
Zach Gallen?
No, I don't see his name on this list either. I don't see any starting pitchers, to be fair, on this list.
All right.
Duran from the Twins.
Oh, I think he was the Red Sox.
No, the closer for the Twins. Yep. Manuel Clase as well. Cade Smith, Griffin Jacks, David Bednar, all names we heard.
Yep.
Ryan McMahon, again, third baseman.
Third baseman.
Nolan
Rocks.
Arenado, yep. Ryan Helsley, and Reed Detmers. So
That's a good job by you. It's a good job by Passan. I mean, trying to substantiate this. I mean, anybody could say, you know, go out and get a guy. But listen, it's not that easy. It's not that easy to get them, but it's pretty easy to identify, you know, who could be available, because you just look at a couple of the bottom feeders, you know, a lot of Pirates here, a lot of Twins here, a couple of the White Sox players here, a couple of the Marlins players here, positions of need. Listen, it's obvious. You know, Yanks need a third baseman, Mets need a center fielder, both teams need multiple, like, quality high-leverage arms. You just do. I don't see, like, Hoff, I have said for a long time, and I'm not picking on the Mets here, and the Yankees have problems too, but this Mets offense stinks. It stinks every single night. You look up, it's two runs, it's three runs, it's five innings, no runs. All right, there's a run, scratch it out. It's so dependent upon their top four hitters. And now, you know, whether it's the toe or whether it's just the cyclical nature of baseball, Lindor's a disaster, so you're not getting that pop right there. Well, hopefully Pete's hand is okay. I know he came back in and played defense, whatever, but the contusion. I mean, like, and Soto, you know, didn't have a great weekend either, although he just missed that home run over the weekend. That would have been, the house would have come down. Three-run bomb went right there. My God, that did not miss it by much. And I don't think, it's funny. At first, I thought he checked his swing. And then a different angle, I didn't think he did. But either way, that's a 50-50 call. But he's not hammering it right now. He's in a little bit of a funk. So when those guys don't hit, the Mets offense, not only is it not potent, it's almost unwatchable at times here, Huff.
It's frustrating, but again, like, I'm not sitting here crying for a bat. I'm really not.
You need one.
Huh? No, and
you'll be crying
in October if you don't
get one.
Okay, so here's the thing, this is where I totally disagree with you on this. I don't think there's anybody significant. We just talked about Luis Robert Jr. Yep. is going to come here batting 196.
No, that's
better
him.
Than
I'm
Tyrone
not talking
Taylor.
About him.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, Cedric Mullins.
Kwan.
Okay, Kwan's great, but that's not the be-all end-all.
He's good, dude. He's a winner, too, man.
Hey, BT.
I love Kwan.
BT,
he's good.
I love Steve Kwan. That's great. Get him. More important is that you need a starting pitcher, because right now the biggest issue is, and this will come full circle come playoff time, too, is you need starting pitching that's going to shut down offense, because your offense can't hit. And right now, if your offense can't hit and your starting pitching, which, by the way, is great, but they only go five innings.
Yep.
If they can't go deeper in the game, then you have a bullpen that is getting taxed left and right, and they can't be effective.
Oh, okay.
You need starting pitching to be able to at least keep you in a game, close game, so that you can get a big at-bat in the eighth or ninth inning by Pete Alonso or Juan Soto or somebody.
Okay, so just I want to make sure I'm hearing you, because as you framed it deeper, it made a little more sense. I don't think we're in disagreement on the fact that the offense needs help, but you just don't think there's anybody out there that's going to make enough of an impact, therefore put more emphasis on the starting staff to give it, you know, more 3-2-5-4-4-3 games and have one of those stars have a chance to win it late.
100%.
Okay. I mean, I hear you. I wouldn't subscribe to that 100%, but I hear you. It's not just, like, it's not you saying, no, the Mets offense is fine. You're not saying that. I got you.
Like Stephen Kwan, even if you get Stephen Kwan is not somebody who, let's be honest, BT, you're looking for a guy that's going to have a ton of pop, a good batting average, basically a DH. Those don't exist right now on the free agent market.
I don't know if I'm looking for a ton of pop. I'm looking for a guy who can run, who can field, who can get on base, who's been in the postseason. Stephen Kwan is the kind of guy, I wish the Yankees had him. He's the kind of guy where, you know, he just gives you a pesky 8-9 pitch at bat in October, like, passes the baton off, next guy, the pitcher's tired, next guy hits a two-run bomb. Kwan's good.
Yeah, but the problem is that you have Brandon Nimmo and Jeff McNeil and other guys that are supposedly pesky. Juan Soto's pesky. I need someone who's going to drive him in. I got to be honest with you. I know I was joking about the DJ LeMay. Not joking, but the DJ LeMay. Get the bat and ball and get a single.
Uh-huh.
That's what they need. They need a guy that's going to be able just to get bat on ball and drive in runs. And there's nobody out there right now that can do that consistently, that I'm sitting there going, hey, let me just give a bunch of prospects up and you're going to help us get to the World Series or deep into the playoffs.
Is there any prospect that you wouldn't give up?
Who are we talking about?
I mean, who would give up Sproat?
I'm saying I am not opposed to giving up. Like, you can give up everybody. If you give me a top-level player,
yeah,
I'll give you who you want.
Like if the Mets were in on Devers early.
Yeah,
I got you. I got you.
I have no shame. I want to get the best player.
We know that.
I need offense, dude. We are.
It's tough
anemic.
To watch, man. I've been saying this for a while. I mean, really, the Mets offense is brutal. You need a center field. And I know Taylor's good fielder. Dude, his OPS. We talk about like when guys drop below 700, like, Volpe under, even though he had a couple of the bombs over the weekend, Volpe under 700. This guy, he's under 600. For his OPS, he just can't play him every day. Let me get Nick down in South Carolina. BT and Sal on the Fan. What's up, Nick?
Hey, BT. How's it going?
Everything's good, man. How are you?
Good. Was vacation good?
Yeah, real good. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I got a trade for you and then a question. My trade is for the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
We sent Peraza, Clayton Beter, and if we have to... The kid coming up, what's his name?
Spencer Jones, Lombard?
Thank you.
Okay, Spencer Jones.
Or a guy on Miami named Anthony Bender. He's got a 2.1 ERA, and he's under control to 2027. You know, if this guy lives up to his ERA, and he's lowered it because I've been monitoring him. Mm-hmm. He was at 2.3, now he's down to 1.96.
Mm-hmm.
If we get a guy like this, and you hook him up with Weaver and Williams and Hill, and maybe, who knows, Brubaker if he's, you know.
Brubaker?
I know.
Forget about Hamilton. At this point, forget about Loaiza, who's
you're
batting
absolutely
practice.
Right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely. I'm dreaming with him. But if you could hook him up with those other guys,
yeah,
with Hill, Warren, with him, Luke Weaver, and Williams.
You. Yep, yep.
This guy has got some juice.
Yeah, I'm not giving up Spencer Jones for a lead pitcher. I can't do that, Nick. It's too much. Now, here's the problem, too, right? So, under...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
His plan. You know, that's a very quick acknowledgement, like, well, you got Devin Williams, you got Luke Weaver. You know, I know Luke Weaver's showing some signs here, but Luke Weaver doesn't have a whole lot of equity here. There's a reason why Luke Weaver's bounced around and he's you know, had a bit of a transient career, and he's been very hittable. I mean, last year was the anomaly. That was not the Luke Weaver that existed before that. So I'm not as quick to say, oh, yeah, and I hope he's back. And if he's back, that definitely does solve a problem. But the Yankees can't bank on that, is what I'm saying. And to me, there's the next 10 days, there's not enough evidence that Luke Weaver could put out there, even if he has, like, two big-time holds in the Toronto series. Like, I cannot trust him enough, not for this team. So I just think it's a little presumptuous on your part, even though I know what you're saying, to just throw Luke Weaver, I mean, even Williams a little bit, but you got to trust him more than Weaver. Did you say that Weaver's going to be fine and good to go? I don't know that he's fully solved everything. I'm not sure yet. Richie's in Brigantine. Rich got turned down the radio, buddy. Richie.
Oh, sorry. I had to tell you, I just love the whole Little League conversation. I didn't listen to all the rumors about what happened there. I really don't care. But just Little League in general, how much fun it is and the stories. I just want to share one story with you and also see if you read this book.
Good.
But the story, when I managed Little League for 17 years and with my two sons, it was just an absolute blast. But the thing that I loved the most was having a kid that showed up at the ballpark with a plastic glove that had like a new Ninja Turtle glove. Never played baseball in his life, had it on the wrong hand.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me stop before.
All the time. I spent more time with him than I did on my own son.
One day, out of nowhere,
I mean, this kid could not catch a ball. The gods gave him this ball. It just dropped into his glove out in right field. And the kid was so excited. Yep. He ran right off the field, His parents gave him a big hug. He was like 9 years old. It was probably the greatest moment of his life, maybe the greatest moment of my life. So those are the kind of things about Little League.
You chop it up. There's no doubt. I mean, everybody's got stories like that. It's funny, as you're describing the glove, I don't know if I've ever seen a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle glove, but I know those plastic gloves that you're talking about. And you, that's interesting. Good for you. You said, you know, he showed up and you were so excited. Kid shows up like that on my rec team. I'm like, uh-oh. Got problems here. No, but when you see a kid do something that, and again, I use the word presumptuous again, not to be presumptuous because some athletic profiles do change, but you could just tell with certain kids that, you know, they've got another year or two to play and that's it. And when they finally score a run or even if they get a walk, it's amazing. It's beautiful. I mean, yeah, that's just being a good person, no doubt. Good job. Glenn's up in Wappingers Falls, BT and Sal.
Hey,
what's up, Glenn? Hey.
You know, this story really hit a nerve because I have two sons. They're older now. They're 37 and 35. They both played baseball through high school and in college.
Nice.
I was a referee and an umpire in Section 1, which is Westchester County, Putnam County, New York.
Yep.
I refereed Ben Gordon, Elton Brand,
Mount
Ray
Vernon.
Rice.
Yep, I got you.
Yeah, so what I think, and as far as that Rick Wolf showed, you'd be the great guy to do that as an ambassador. Because what I want to say to some parents that may be listening, you know, the referee, there needs to be more communication between the referees, the leagues, the parents. And, you know, you have to manage a game if you're a referee. You can't lose control of your game. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what happened in your game, but if you know, you just know as a referee. Like I said, I ref these guys and end up professional athletes. And then I also did, you know, eight-year-old girls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the parents are up there. They think that you're screaming at you over the back. But now, I'm lucky. I had a 33-year law enforcement career. I retired as a captain. So I'm not intimidated by people yelling at me or anything like that. And I've had the whole nine. I've had the fathers waiting for me. I've kicked fathers out of the gym. I've had them waiting for me outside. But, you know, the parents got to understand. And referees should be held accountable. You're a paid professional. You're not doing anybody a favor by being a referee. And I think I've actually called Rick Wolf. I know him personally. His son went to Byram Hills up near where I live. His father was the announcer for the Senators.
Yep.
When our referee dinners, our umpire dinners at the end of the year, he used to speak. His father, Bob, would speak at our dinners.
Wow.
But you really should do it, man, because there needs to be more communication between referees, parents. You should do a pod, whatever the guy, you know, whatever you think he can do, man, because you're the perfect candidate.
I appreciate that.
I coached hundreds of games. I refereed hundreds of games. And you know, I don't understand what people think. The price of admission allows you to yell at everybody and act like an idiot. Yeah. I could just imagine what it is now. I'm talking 25 years ago, you know, when I was doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, now, you know, these college athletes are making money. Now it's, you know, crazy. But you do a great job, man.
Well, thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that, buddy. Thanks for making that call. And it sounds like you've had a great career and enjoying the game with your two boys playing college. That's awesome. I mean, there's just so much there. First of all, I would love to do that show.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, Dolph, you've been at the station forever. Get the wheels in motion. I really would love to do that.
Are you ready to do a show live every Sunday morning for an hour?
No, I'll tape it. Carton tapes the show. Why can't I tape that?
Part of Rick Wolf's beauty was he took live phone calls about these things.
That's true. That's true. I don't know about that.
You know, he was elected to the New York State Baseball Hall of Fame.
Who?
Rick Wolf.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm so happy I was on the show before he passed away. I was even honored that I didn't know he knew who I was. Like, I was very honored to join him. Yeah, that's something that I would love to do. I don't know logistically if we can make it happen now, but, you know, we have bosses here. They hear this. It's a passion. And I think I would be honored to do it. I think one of the problems now, though, and well, there's many, many problems, is that like the cost of college has become so prohibitive that, and this is the wrong way, like, to do it. I mean, hopefully you've got the resources and hopefully you can tuck away a little bit of money, 529 funds, like do that if you can. I know not everybody can, but if you can, you certainly should do it. But like if your college plan is, hey, my kid's getting a full ride and, you know, that's just not a plan. Hope should never be a plan. Now, it could be a dream, but it can't be the basis of the plan. And with college tuitions getting so excessive, I think Marist is like 70 now. 70! It's intimidating. It's overwhelming for a lot of parents. I get it. And it kind of forces you to become maybe more aggressive or, you know, react in a way that you might not or place emphasis in certain places that you shouldn't. And it does strip away the purity. It does. I mean, that's why I do need to do something like this because, you know, I'm not going to like get talk about this forever here on WFAN during the week. But There's a lot of things that I've seen already, a lot of good things, a lot of bad things. You know, my son's only 10, and I've seen a lot. And I'd love to be a liaison to that parent, you know, the parents and the the sports community. The more I think about this, maybe this is something I should do. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal here on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So this question, and I want to address this coming up next year, but along the lines of what we've talked about so far, this question, this particular one, is right at the Met fan, okay? And if Stearns does not, because Cashman's done it many times, and he's got to do it again, but if Stearns does not deliver the goods in the next 10 days, like, do you lose permanent faith in him to do the job in a way that a New York baseball GM's got to do it? Like, we're still evaluating him. A lot good, some questionable. To me, this is a defining moment. And what if he comes up empty? Like, if you're on the fence right now about Stearns and he swings and misses, where are you at? A couple viewing, I mean, one is now, well, actually, both are a little bit, I think both are now not quite new, but I was on vacation for a week, and I did see Superman, and I jumped into, just because I've been so busy, I finally jumped back into a series, and God, it's been so long. I can't even remember the last series like my wife and I really watched on Apple or Netflix, whatever. And I don't think Hoff would love this because he's not a big golf fan. I love it. This show on Apple, Stick with Owen Wilson. Have you heard about this, Hoff? Have you heard about it? You have not. It's good. I'm probably about five or six deep. I don't even know if it's just the first season. I don't even know how many episodes there are. But it's good. It's kept my interest. If you love golf, it's really good. And I did see Superman. Now, I'm also not the kind of person, like, you know, if you gave me the DC, what is it, DC versus Marvel, right? Is that what it is? If you gave me that quiz, I'd probably get about a 50. Like, I'm not one of these superhero geeks, and that's not taking a shot at you. I just mean, I'm not that emotionally invested in that stuff. Now, when I was a kid, oh, my God. I mean, I love Spider-Man. I was never a big Superman guy. I just thought he was boring, ironically, that I went to see the movie. But love Spidey, love Batman, loved Aquaman. Green Lantern was cool. Like, I had a couple. I wasn't a big Thor guy. Wasn't a big Incredible Hulk guy. But, like, I'm talking like the early 80s, mid-80s, early 80s, really. Those kind of superheroes. But this was good. This was actually, and I know there was a lot of, you know, politically laced stuff and a backdrop of, you know, things that certain people don't want to hear and don't agree with. You know what? Like, when it comes for me, I've just made the decision. I'm just going to try to block that stuff out when it comes to certain things. Now, certain things you can't. And I don't talk about it a lot on the radio because I don't think you don't listen to us to hear that. But as I said before, I watch politics every night. I mean, I could talk politics for 3 hours if I wanted to. But I don't because nobody cares. That's not what I'm paid to do. I'm going to stay in my lane with that. But when I watched Superman, I read some of the reviews and I heard some of the complaints. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to watch it. And I enjoyed it. Now, the scene with the dog, I mean, I love dogs. I love animals. You know, a little bit much, although for my 10-year-old, like that obviously was appealing. It was really good. Now, I haven't seen enough. I saw Iron Man. I don't even think I saw Iron Man 2 with Downey. Iron Man was great. But then I checked out quick. I saw most of the Batmans. Didn't even see Batman versus Superman. Like, I'm telling you, like, I'm intermittently into it. But, and I saw, I think, the first two Spider-Men. This was good. This was definitely, it was well done. And it popped. It popped off the screen. It was pretty good. So if you're thinking about seeing Superman, I'm sure many of you have already seen it. I liked it. And Stick on Apple is awesome. 888-808-1019. Let me get to Mark in Oceanside on David Stearns. And I asked the question, if Stearns does not deliver in the next 10 days, where is your level of faith with the general manager? Mark, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
Okay. How are you? I hope you enjoyed your week off.
I did, man. Thank you.
Okay. You asked if I would be losing faith in David Stearns. I have yet to gain faith in David Stearns. Let's talk about his notable signings. Frankie Montas. Yikes. Jose Siri. Yikes. Jesse Winker. Canning. A good pitcher in A.J. Minta who came in with an injury and got hurt.
Yeah.
Paul Blackburn.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
he likes to go shopping in the discount.
Joey Wendell, right, for the playing third base early on?
Joey Wendell.
Yeah, for $2 million. They got rid of him quick. Yep.
You name me the quality signings he's made.
Manaea.
We're going to give him credit for Sean Manaea.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay. Quality signing.
No doubt.
Quality pitcher.
Yep.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Well, I mean, Cohen, he gets nothing on Soto because that's all
nothing
Cohen.
Nothing on
no,
Soto.
No, I agree. I'm just kind of going through it.
He gets nothing on Pete.
I agree with that. You know, Lindor was here. Vientos was in the system. Beatty's in the system. He didn't give Nimmo that deal. Yeah, no, I don't disagree.
So his grade right now to me?
Incomplete?
Is C minus.
Ooh.
B plus. What has he done? He
no,
has a $300-something million-dollar payroll with a mediocre team.
Well, but Mark, hold on a sec. I largely hear you, and I don't think what you're saying is irresponsible, nor do I think it's unfair to David Stearns. But we also have to incorporate one little teeny tiny detail. Since he came, they've kind of won.
Yeah, they had a really good year last year, BK.
Yeah, well, you got to give him credit for that.
Those were players that were here already.
Well, Manaea wasn't here. If they don't have Manaea... Yeah,
I gave him credit for Manaea.
No, I understand that, but think about this. You guys barely, 88 or 89 wins. You barely made it. Without Manaea, those final 18 starts, when he changes his motion, you guys aren't even a playoff team. He brought in Manaea.
Manaea, I give him an A, but look at those names I gave you. Frankie Montas, come on.
I don't like
Jose
Montas.
Siri.
I don't like Montas.
Jeff Winker, Canning, Minter,
but the
Blackburn.
Injury... Well, hold on, though. Again, I kind of hear you, and I'm not giving him a B plus or an A minus. I'd say probably a C, maybe a B minus, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not even sure. But like, all right, I know Minter was hurt before he got, but Minter gets hurt. Canning gets hurt, ruptured Achilles. You know, Montas hasn't been as awful as you've made it out to be. I thought it was a laughable signing. It's been okay. I think you're being a little harsh, my opinion.
By the way, he gave Montas 2 years for $35 million.
Well, that's a problem. I agree. When you look at yes, it should have been a one-year flyer. I'm with you. Or one plus one with a team option. I can quibble over certain things, and I don't think he's been great. But he's got to prove it now.
Well, I would bet my money, and I'm a diehard Mets fan, on Cashman every day of the week.
Yeah, Cashman's great at this.
This is Cashman's home run.
Yep. I don't disagree. I think Cashman's going to run circles around them here in the trade deadline stuff. That's what Cashman does. I mean, if Brian Cashman wasn't exceptional during deadlines, we'd have a bigger gripe than we already do with certain things. Let me get Derek on Staten Island, BT and Sal. Derek, what's cooking?
Hey, BT, how are you? I want to make the Yankee, trade deadline thing, but I want to touch on this Little League thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so infuriating because you nailed it before. People don't understand. You got to deal with parents, opposing parents, league people, umpires. Like, there's so much that goes into it and that people don't understand. And you're not going to say this, but I will. Let's be honest. If you aren't who you are, this will be a non-story. And that's a disgrace. I would use that as a teaching moment. I'd be like, you know what? When you conduct yourself the right way, because unfortunately, if you don't, this is how people act, whether it be on the field or in the classroom or in life. That's what I would do. But people don't really get that, and it really is infuriating. But I give you a lot of credit.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. I'm not looking for credit. I'm just looking for a little clarity, which is why I even got into it today. Like, some of the details were off base, and I think that 99% of the people, Derek, who get involved, especially with young kids, get involved at this, and with this, and the time, and the money that they spend, and you don't get a penny. I'm lucky to coach a lot of kids, and parents are amazing, and a great community. So I'm very, very welcomed with that, and very gratifying. But we do this to try to do the right thing and to pay it forward. And if people can't see that, then I don't know what to tell, man. I'm not trying to even talk to them.
My kids feel about me. That's the way I look at it.
Yep.
And you handled it with class. So good for you. Yankee trade deadline. I don't know if these guys are available, BT, but I would give up Jones and Schlittler in this deal. If the Yankees could, pry Lugo and Mikael Garcia from the Royals, obviously you might have to throw in a few other prospects. I understand that. But I would headline that with Jones and Schlittler and walk away with that very, very happy.
I do know what you mean, and that's interesting. I heard from somebody in the Yankees that they prefer Garcia. Now, I'm not saying that they don't want me. I was told that that they're not going to get Arenado. Not going to happen. As a matter of fact, I was told they just don't really think he can hit enough anymore. And for that money, he's basically going to be hitting seventh, okay? And that Garcia was actually the name that was told to me. And I don't know if they'll be able to make it happen. That's also a lot to give up. I mean, Schlittler, I mean, I'm sorry. I want to see a little bit more of that 99-mile-per-hour cheese. Don't you? I'd kind of like to see that a little bit more. And, like, if you give it up Schlittler and Spencer Jones for, would you say, Lugo and Garcia? But then again, you know, Garcia's young. That's much easier to justify for sure. But is he worth it? I mean, he's having a good year. He's hitting 290. You know, made the All-Star team. But, you know, no real power. I don't know. All right, so you want to hear, oh, he's very controllable in terms of contract stuff. Great, let Cashman worry about that. I'm just looking at somebody who's coming in, making a massive difference. And he would definitely help them this year. There's no question. He's going to wind up with probably 35-ish, 38 doubles. You know, again, not a ton of power. I mean, the numbers aren't incredibly impressive. They're really not. I mean, this year he's hitting 290. Last year he hit 230. You know? So I don't think I, like, just because it comes up on the air, like Schlittler and Jones for Garcia and Lugo, I'm not doing that myself. There's no way I'm doing that trade. It's too much. First up, time for the meat of the order for the Yankees yesterday. And Yankees didn't crank out a ton of runs or have a lot of offense yesterday, but the middle of the order actually did most of the damage. Judge obviously went deep, and that was a bomb the other way. Like, the way he hits balls the other way, it looks like somebody pulled it. It's just, it's amazing how far. And just the explosion, he goes the other way. But Judge with the home run. Stanton, three hits. Jazz, a couple of hits as well. Goldschmidt, he had one hit. So Goldie's down to 289. And obviously Judge, 352 on the season. But the meat of the order, again, didn't go nuts, but did just enough. And Stroman was gutsy. Good job by Stroman. So when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head. Committed to craft since 1905. I'll get back to these calls on the Yankees and the Mets and the trade deadline urgencies and the, really, to me, this is an absolute period of evaluation for David Stearns. Now, Mark in Oceanside, big fans, you know, the show, the station, calls a ton. I think he's a smart guy. I do think he's a little bit unfair to David. He gave him a C-minus. It's actually C-minus slash D, which I just don't think is fair. Because I don't think it's commensurate with the wins. I mean, like, yeah, he hasn't been perfect, and we ran down the moves here. But the Manaea move enabled them to be a playoff team a year ago. And I would probably say more like a B-minus, C-plus, slightly higher. B-minus, C-plus. Hoff, real quick, where would you put Stearns? At this point, we know the moves. We know what you need him to do, what you want him to do. Thus far, grade-wise on Stearns.
I mean, it's incomplete, but, like, we're talking about the time he's been here. I give him a B+. I mean, he got the team to the NLCS last year. He did bring in Manaea. He did bring in a lot of bullpen arms that worked out. I mean, for the time being, we may not believe that these guys are sustainable, but until they're bad, until the pitching staff is bad, like, we haven't seen the starting pitching staff be terrible. We just see that they can't go 5-6 innings. Like, Clay Holmes, he's worked out.
Yeah.
He just can't go deep into the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a B-plus is a little high for me. I wouldn't do it, but, you know.
My question is, what has he done to earn a C? Like, he's only got you to the NLCS. He's only put you in second place in the NL East right now.
Understood. No, I'm not trying to be unfair to David. I'm saying this, but I'm going to flip it back to you in the form of a question. What's he done to earn a B-plus? And before you answer, and by the way, I think that you could be right. I'm not saying that it's a crazy answer. I'm definitely down to have the discussion. But if you look at the components last year that really led the Mets to Vientos, went bonkers in October, obviously drafted before he got here. You look at Lindor, finished second in the MVP way before he got here. You know, Pete obviously didn't have a great season, but home run off Devin Williams, 3-4 home runs in the postseason before he got. Outside of Manaea, now Winker had a couple of moments, but really, I feel like most of the success from the Mets last year, Diaz, came from people who were here before he got here. That's why I can't go B+. I'd go a little less than that. That's my philosophy or thought behind it.
I know he's going dumpster diving, but like Jose Iglesias was a key piece of this team.
Now, you know what? That's a good call.
I forgot about him. Who brought him in?
That's a great call.
Joey Wendell.
I forgot about him.
And here's another thing, too, is Joey Wendell, like you said, he sucked. Like, he was terrible.
But he got rid of him.
They got rid of him. If this is another GM, we might have to eat that out a month or two more.
No, I think it's a different owner. I think that's all Cohen.
I think it's Stearns.
The Wilpons aren't swallowing $2 million on some scrub.
I think it's a little bit of both. Like, Stearns is like, hey, dude, I'm going to take a risk on this guy. He's not working out. Let's move to the next. They did that with bullpen arms. They do that with offensive players, defensive players. He has a specific model, and if he's not getting what he wants, he's moving forward and saying, hey, we're moving on. I mean, listen, Mark Vientos didn't get an opportunity with the previous GM. Mm. Mark Vientos got called up and stuck here because of David Stearns.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's a lot of nuance in some of that. Some of the things you say are true. The Iglesias, I just forgot about him for a second. He was awesome last year. Didn't he have the highest batting average in the history of the Mets at home? He did. Hit over 400 in Queens.
He also had the first opening first hit song in City Field history.
No, he was a money pickup. And by the way, you know, Stearns had the foresight. It wasn't like it was such an easy call. He signed him to a minor league deal. Like, he started in Syracuse. And, you know, to be able to convince him as the story went, like, hey, you're our first call-up if certain things don't go right. So he had to frame that properly, and he did. So I'm not trying to discredit him there. Again, I would go a little lower than B-, but either way, a little lower than B+, I should say. I would go about B-, C+, and Hoff's in the B+ mode, but that's fine. What I'm saying, I think what Hoff is definitely saying as well, now you better be an A, because if you come with a C here, Mets aren't winning squat, and if the Yankees come with a C in terms of cash, what he does the next 10 days, Yanks aren't winning squat. You know, both teams are good. Neither team is great, but both teams also have a chance to raise the ceiling significantly in the next 10 days. Let me get Mike on Staten Island. Mikey, BT and Sal, what's going on?
So much, B. How are you?
I'm good, Mike.
First time I'm calling you.
Nice.
I can never get through.
All right.
I don't even give Stearns a C. But give him a D.
Oh, D. Okay.
Now they have the pitching. The pitching, whatever you call it, you know, the pitching squad. They turned around Severino's career, Quintana's career, and he doesn't even think about re-signing these guys. And you can't really say Severino's having a bad year because he's pitching in a minor league ballpark. That's where his ERA is, like 7.
Oh, yeah, his splits are disaster.
Minor league park, he's untouchable.
I agree. I think he's very... If the Mets get him again, I would say I'm getting on the air saying it's a good move. It's good.
I think they should. I think they should never let him go. And then, like, Quintana walked for nothing, and look what he's doing with the Brewers.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I'm guarding against, Mike, thanks for the call. Like, now, this was not him, but, like, it cannot be a situation where it's of the level of a Ruff and Vogelbach. It just can't be that. Not now. Not year one of Soto. Not possibly, although, you know, who knows, but possibly the end of the Pete Alonso era here. Not when Lindor's still in his prime. Not when it's year two on Manaea on a 2-year deal. I don't know. Was there an option on the Manaea deal? I thought it was straight two. I could be off. Either way, it's 2 years. You know, it's year two now. And, you know, Manaea's not going to be here forever. And it's just like, now is a time to pounce. There's a time when giving up prospects, taking on money is irresponsible. Like, it's just cavalier. It's too early. You're not really ready to win. Mets are ready to win. It's three? So it's 2+1, though.
No.
Was it a straight three?
So now he's got 3 years. He opted out, and they re-signed him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was a two-year deal last year. Last year was a two-year deal, opt-out. He opted out.
Opt out after one.
Right. And now he signed a three-year deal.
And so meaning it expires in 2027?
2027 is the last year of his deal, so he's a free agent 2028.
Okay. There you go. But still, I mean, that gives you a little more runway there with him. But the point is, everything else I said stands true. I mean, you've got to go. This has got to be like full court press time. Like, you know, hey, we're not up 15 points in the fourth quarter. We're looking to steal and apply some pressure. We're going for it. And the same with the Yankees. Aaron Judge is not 27. Just not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.